Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special episode of the Conservationist Conversationalist. I'm Brandon Enyard, as always, and I have Jessica Cassarella on the phone from the Riley Rescue. Jessica, how are you doing?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And we were talking about it before we started recording. I'm going through a really bad windstorm here right now, so I'm just hoping the lights stay on and this recording keeps going. So, doing good. Just getting ready for the holidays over here. You're over on the East Coast, right?
Yes. Yep. I'm in Connecticut.
How's everything going in Connecticut before the holidays? How's the weather over there?
The weather's actually pretty good. It's been a little bit rainier in the past week or so, but no snow in the forecast that I know of. But who knows? That might all change. It's actually sprinkling outside right now.
Yeah, we actually had our first tornado touchdown in a while, a few days ago, and it it really messed up Port Orchard here in Washington. So yeah, it's weird. The weather's crazy, but anyways, not very holiday like over here. we're actually here though to talk about a animal rescue you work with called the Riley Rescue. Tell us a little bit about your part in it and what Riley Rescue is about.
Sure. So basically the Riley Farm Rescue is a rescue that specializes in farm animals. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. We are one of the only ones based in Connecticut right now that is a vegan rescue. And as you all are aware of, veganism is a big part in animal rescue, but not all of them participate that way. So it's part of our mission and something we want to help promote and educate others around veganism and rescue as well.
Well, and as a fellow vegan, that's good to hear. You're totally right too. It isn't always that way. You tend to kind of look around and a lot of the animal rescues, and they're not always vegan rescues.
Yeah, some don't put together the connection. Right. Some will use the eggs, and there's other things where they'll rescue horses, and there's some issues with some people with riding horses and stuff like that. So there's a lot of different things to consider, but we don't like to exploit animals in any way, shape, or form.
Right. No, absolutely. And now, so when it comes to this day and age, right, where we tend to see a lot of people who are at least trying the vegan route, and a lot of people who are who are definitely more awake to a lot of the problems going on, and are a lot more people who seem to be animal lovers, right? But then you also seem to see this pushback a bit, oddly enough, where, I think it's something as simple as the other day I was watching on the TV and somebody had to make clear they liked humans better than dogs. And I thought that was the weirdest, I know you like dogs. I like dogs, okay? But humans are, I like humans more. I'm like, well, I mean, personally, I like dogs.
No, I'm more of an animal person.
Right. But it is kind of an odd, we do definitely see though, even though you have that sort of pushback in a sense, if you want to call it that, it does it seem like in the animal rescue business, so to speak, does it seem like there is though this trend that is going toward a more loving, caring sort of attitude, or is that just something that may be successful?
I honestly see a lot of people having an awakening. And a lot of times, people have that through the rescue. There's been so many people, I'm not the owner of the rescue, but I know she has been able to kind of talk with people and, about it, a way that, people kind of can understand and start to put two and two together, where their food comes from. And, and a lot of people have tried veganism just from, participating or volunteering or following the rescue. So that's been something that's personally extremely rewarding for us to help people get to that point. Because in all honesty, everything we do is for the animals. It has nothing to do with us. It's always for the animals.
Well, that's, it's great to hear. It's funny last night because I was watching actually this. I know it's kind of a funny show to mention, but I was watching Survivor. And, you know, back in the past, they had some real issues. At least I had some issues with them considering how animals were treated on the show. And last night I noticed that two of the contestants were vegetarian, and or at least they said they had vegetarian options. They might have been vegan. I don't know the exact backstory. But I thought that was very interesting to see that as kind of a progression, as odd to say about a show like that, but that definitely something that started out with some weird sort of things that didn't feel so good if you were an animal lover. And now they even were, you know, one of the rewards, they had the vegetarian options for those two people. And, you know, not to mention there's always that.
Cool.
Yeah, and there's always the, that sort of overall feeling too, right, that people couldn't be able to sustain, you know, themselves out on an island without meat, right? And they proved they got to the end. So.
That's amazing. Really, that's, you know, I love that because I feel like, you know, there's people out there watching who think that it's just not possible.
Right.
And I think that's really amazing.
Now, so not to speed this up, but as we mentioned, the weather outside has me a little worried when it comes to recording this. But I do want to, because obviously this is a special show right before the holiday, and we all know that nonprofits and charities need help. What is the best thing for people locally that they can do to help you guys, and what is the best thing for people outside of Connecticut?
There's a lot of things that you can do, to be honest, that I think a lot of people don't think of. You know, if you want to volunteer but don't really have, you know, you don't live close by, there is obviously one big way you can do that is by donating. One of our ways that basically helps us almost the most is that we have a patron account, which it's a monthly donation program. A lot of rescues are set up on there, but, you know, I actually became involved with a rescue almost through there because, you know, I've learned about all different rescues across the country and, you know, I want to kind of spread the love and, you know, I donate a dollar to like a handful, like a ton of sanctuaries around the country. And what people don't realize is that, you know, even if it's a dollar a month, that dollar goes a long way. It's crazy. Once you add it all up, if we had like all of our followers donate like a dollar a month, that'd be thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So there's that. But another way that's even more simple, say you don't have the money to do that, follow us on social media and help us spread the word by sharing our posts or liking our posts or even like making comments and, you know, stuff like that helps spread the word and like get it out there. Because, you know, we are from a small state, too. So, you know, the more people that know about it, the more it helps us, and the more it helps us rescue more animals.
Well, you're exactly right. I've seen quite a few different, whether it be environmental or animal charities lately, who, you know, they started a campaign on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and they said, hey, we're not asking you to donate $100 or $200. We're asking you to donate a dollar or $5. And they had huge turnouts from it, you know, people so it's really is just the small things that you end up building up. So
I personally don't have the funds, and you know, honestly, that was one way I felt like it was a very small contribution, but at least it was something and it made me feel really good. And you know, every, like I said, every dollar, every cent counts.
Well, I really appreciate what you guys are doing over there. By the way, Jessica, I'm trying to remember, because we've like known each other now, I mean, you know, through the business, right, for like years. And I believe you represent Lemonade, which is kind of a partner to this podcast, Lemonade Magazine.
Yeah.
I think you represented, is it Brooke Ross?
I did some photographs for Brooke.
Okay.
So I was a nightlife photographer for a little bit in New York, where I actually had a few different careers. So that was part of that. And
gosh, it's crazy that it's been that long. Nearly a decade, right? It's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Brooke, by the way. She's amazing.
I know. Brooke's got, she's married now, has a kid, so shout out to Brooke. And yeah,
love
she was
her.
one of the first people that we actually featured at Lemonade Magazine. And so now I gotta ask you, and hopefully this will hold together as the lights are blinking around me. I know, it's like it had to happen today, right?
Oh, God.
So what would you say, what is the most, I know every single one of them is special in their own way, but what is the one story out of Riley Farm Rescue that has really hit you the hardest?
Well, I'm kind of on like an emotional roller coaster after this week. Just like, you know, we rescued a couple lambs this week and everything. But our recent rescue is a mini horse, Starlight. And she was, we were contacted by an acquaintance that, you know, came across Starlight, who was living on a broken foot for over a year. And she's just gone through a lot. And, you know, the person who, you know, found her contacted us and, you know, thought like, you know, if anybody's going to give this horse a chance, it's going to be us. And, you know, otherwise she would have been sent to slaughter, which is something that also a lot of people don't realize is that horses definitely do go to slaughter. So that would have been her fate if we hadn't stepped in. And she has been in the hospital. We had to send her to Pennsylvania to a special equine hospital to get her foot repaired. And she was there from, I want to say, July 19th until she came home a couple weeks ago. I want to say mid-November, I would say. Basically, she had quite a few complications the time she was there, which is why she was there for so long. But, you know, just alone, her just being at the hospital was over $100 a day, not including any of her surgeries or her medications or anything like that. So, as you can imagine, our bill got to about $30,000, I want to say, $30,000.
Oh, wow.
And she's still receiving, now that she is home, though, she does have at-home checks from our local veterinarian. And so that is anywhere between $500 and $1,000 a week. So we're still, you know, kind of, you know, we kind of almost sound like a broken record, but we really could use help with Starlight, because we just want to give her the best shot possible, and she deserves to have, you know, an amazing life and live freely and free of harm, and just, you know, live as she should be.
Well, I really, Starlight is adorable, by the way. I remember, I think I've tried, where I can, I've tried to donate money as well over Facebook, and I hope that other people, if they go find you guys. Now, you guys are, you have a website, it's RileyFarmRescue.com, is that right?
Yep, the Riley Farm Rescue.
The Riley Farm Rescue, okay, and .com. And then, of course, you're on Facebook as well. How about in Twitter and Instagram as well?
Yep, both Twitter and Instagram. I believe Twitter might be just Riley Farm Rescue without the.
Yeah, I'll make sure that I definitely link it to the description.
Sure.
Description below here. And yeah, I really appreciate you coming on the show here quick. And apologies for the.
Thank you so much.
Know what Mother Nature is going to do, right? So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I really appreciate Jessica. And from one fellow vegan to another, have a great vegan holidays. And
thank you. You as well.
And tell everybody at the Riley Farm Rescue, happy holidays for me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much again to Jessica Cassarella, the Riley Farm Rescue, and joining me on this half episode of the Conservationist Conversationalist. Thank you to everybody this year who has listened to this podcast and downloaded this podcast and subscribed to us. You know, having Aiden join me this year has been really, really great to have somebody to converse with. That's obviously what this show is about. And we've got a really interesting 2019 ahead of us from the looks of it. And I just hope everyone will continue to fight for animal rights and fight for what is good in this world. Happy holidays to everyone, whatever holiday you celebrate. And I will talk to you all, and so will Aiden, in 2019.